Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network with the new and improved... Stop it! Got to talk with Johnny about this. Get rid of the lyrics. With the new and improved supercharged, super powerful radio station signals, they've upgraded. The upgrades have been unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Now it's max power with the newest equipment. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Mr. Big Willie himself will be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. And man, is he sent me a text. He's already starting to spew. And I said, hold it. Just hold it in until after 8 o'clock where we'll get you on the air and then you can share with the... Save it for the show. Don't spew on my texting here because that'll just get disgusting. In any event, Mr. Big Willie himself, legendary Valley OTR truck driver, he will be calling us from the state-of-the-art luxurious cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. And boy, is he just, he's just like crazy today. I think he's had about 9 cups of espresso coffee, which is that Italian coffee that everybody mispronounces. You don't need much, as it turns out, in order to get a real serious caffeine buzz. You just need a tiny little bit. I did not know that. I had ordered a cup of espresso, not knowing that you're supposed to get just a little bit. And I said, that's it? Well, I want another one. And then I said, well, are you sure? Yeah, I don't want to fill it up with espresso. I was awake for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Cleaned the house. Put on a new roof, actually. Not even my house. Whew. Watch out with that espresso. That's dangerous stuff. All right, fine. So, Village of Shadyside. Oh, by the way, what did you think of that interview? The interview that I did, the exclusive interview with Jay Stevens. We'd like to get your thoughts. We're going to do open phones now just every day. If you want to call in and share your thoughts about anything that I've been talking about, that's fine. We still have Dimitri Graffiti, of course. But get used to the phone system. We actually welcome your input. I know I'll come to regret this because I know you. Believe me, I know you. But for now, at least we're welcoming your input. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We got 15 lines all cleared, all here for you. 740-325-1490. If you live in Richland Township, were you inspired by Jay Stevens, his interview? Did you get the sense that he was in command of everything and knew and understood and would be a good leader working with Greg Clark? 740-325-1490. All right, Shadyside. I've been on this story for quite a while now, and it is just the slimiest, disgusting, one of the most disgusting stories that I've ever had to deal with regarding the Village of Shadyside. Good people in Shadyside. I love the Loop. I love the Loop. Their Christmas parade around that Loop, it's just wonderful, and it's quaint, and it's lovely. It's just absolutely lovely. But then you got these politicians who are in charge of the Village Council, and this Mayor Newhart, and this administrator, this Erica Tamarin. We've been talking a lot about raising lots of really disturbing questions regarding the relationship that she might or might not have had with anyone connected with the Shadyside Village Council. We've even received what I believe to be very threatening letter from her attorney, Mr. Patrick Cassidy, Cassidy Law, and he practices in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. I've got a copy of it right here. And I responded to him, and of course he didn't respond back. I mean, because I guess he's too big and too powerful to have, you know, basic manners to respond to my request, my invitation. Wouldn't even respond. Anyway, so here's the story. Now I want to give all the credit to Gage Voda, Times leader, staff writer. This is where I'm getting it from. I know I trash the newspapers a lot because they're horrible, but every once in a while they have a good story. I use it, and I give them all the credit. That's where I'm getting this information from the Times leader, Martins Ferry Times leader, Gage Voda. So there's a picture of her, and you can see for yourself. I think she's a hot blonde. I make no, you know, a blind man could see that she's a hot blonde. She's the administrator Shadyside Village. And I don't understand how she ever got the job. She's a real estate agent. And I think before that, some of my sources were telling me she worked for WVU in some capacity in nutrition, doing nutrition counseling or some such thing. Just the damnedest thing. But she's a real estate agent, and you can see her signs with her picture on the signs. I drove by one of her listings on way to get some, actually drop off a package at the UPS store. I think it was on Washington Avenue? I think. I saw one of her listings with her picture on it. And somehow she's making tens of thousands of dollars as the administrator for the village of Shadyside, and I have no idea what she does. And then it started coming out that there were some ugly rumors. My God, the rumors. And some, in fact, her lawyer pretty much confirmed that there was some sort of a really bad thing that went on with her and one of the Shadyside Village council members. And, of course, the question, you know, has to be, well, was it all professional? Did they have a personal relationship? And then the personal relationship soured? And did this happen? Did that happen? Who the hell knows? But it's like a never-ending psychodrama, never-ending Peyton Place, a never-ending, you know, even doing this story about what's going on with the government in the village of Shadyside with this Erica Tamborin and the city council, village council members, you start talking about it, then I just feel the urge to wash, to at least wash my hands with Dial antibacterial soap or something. It's just so sleazy, so slimy, but it's great radio. And so that's why we're doing it. All right, fine. So there's Erica Tamborin for her Facebook friends. This picture does not do her justice, actually. It does not. It's, a file picture that they had at the Times later. In my opinion, she's a hot blonde. I mean, there's just no question about it. Just what I see. I see a hot blonde. I also see lots of questions regarding how much work she ever put in to get all that money from the taxpayers of the village of Shadyside. There was a big issue not too long ago where some citizens were questioning whether she was doing any work at all and whether she was filling out time cards. And as I recall the story, the mayor of the village of Shadyside, Robert Newhart, said that, yes, she had been filling out time cards, except nobody can find them. And so my question is, and right now it's just a question because I certainly don't know. That's why we have questions. Was she in fact filling out time cards when she was collecting all this money? I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars to do what? She's a real estate agent, for God's sake. But apparently she had some sort of relationship, maybe quite a relationship, if you catch my drift, with at least one of the village council members. So here's the story. After months of being absent from council meetings, this is how the story starts. Think about this. After months of being absent from council meetings, I'll bet you she collected every paycheck and cashed it. That's my guess. I could be wrong. We'll see. After months of being absent from council meetings, doesn't say how many months. I think that would be important. Village Administrator Erica Tamborin has sent a letter of resignation through her lawyer, Patrick Cassidy. That's the same Patrick Cassidy who sent me a letter that I found to be very intimidating, very scary. So through her attorney, this Patrick Cassidy character, a letter of resignation. All right. So here's the Cassidy letter sent to the village solicitor. My client, Erica Tamborin, appreciates the efforts of nearly all of Shadyside council members in working with her and attempting to provide reasonable accommodations to her schedule due to personal issues with a former council member and his allies that have become very public, notwithstanding the fact that she is not and never considered herself to be a, quote, public figure as a result of her employment as village administrator. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Patrick Cassidy could certainly afford to hire somebody who knows how to write. That was my first thought. Reading this, this is one sentence. Yeah, this is one. This is Patrick Cassidy law. You could hire somebody from West Liberty or whatever, some kid who knows how to write, or somebody from the newspaper. Here's the paragraph. And he's got everything thrown in here in this one paragraph. Lawyers are some of the worst writers ever. They just are just the worst. My client appreciates the efforts of nearly all of Shadyside Council members in working with her and attempting to provide reasonable accommodations to her schedule due to personal issues with a former council member and his allies that have become a very public, notwithstanding the fact that she has not and never considered herself to be a, quote, public figure, end quote, as a result of her employment as village administrator. That's one sentence. A lot to unpack there. She doesn't consider herself to be a public figure. Who gives a rat's ass what she considers herself to be? She is a public figure. She's getting money from the taxpayers as an administrator for the village of Shadyside. Nobody knows what the hell she's doing. In this first sentence written by Gage Voda, after months of being absent from council meetings, how many months are we talking about? Two, three, nine? She has her picture on her signs of the real estate business, but she doesn't consider herself a public figure. My Greek ass. Jesus God. Anyway, so Tamarin's issue was with former council member Nick Ferrelli, whom she accused of stalking her. All right, so there's lots of issues here. Did Nick Ferrelli and she have a personal relationship? And if she did, how personal was it? I want to hear all the gory details. The gorier, the better. My guess is it was pretty intense. My guess it was, if I had to guess, and I certainly don't know, I don't have any pictures, I don't have any audio, I don't have anything. Boy, I wish I did, though. God, that would have been great. But I don't. My guess is it was pretty hot and steamy. Which right there, if my guess is true, or is accurate, and I don't know that it is because it's, you know, a guess, then you really have to look at Erica Tamarin and Nick Ferrelli and everything that they did in their public roles as public figures and take a look at the money. Follow the money. Always follow the money. Lots of really disturbing questions. Again, the citizens of Shadyside, it's a lovely village. The Loop is wonderful. The Tiger Pub, everything's fine. I like Shadyside a lot, actually. You deserve so much better than this Peyton Place psychodrama. And you need lots and lots of answers. How many months has she been absent from council meetings? How many checks has she cashed? What the hell did she do? Did she ever fill out a time card? Is there any explanation of any work that she actually ever did? I don't know. Be nice if we could ask her. Be nice if Shadyside Council could, gee, I almost forgot. This is the Belmont Buzz. That's right. This is the buzz going on in Belmont. Hold on. There we go. I should have played that 5 minutes ago when I started this thing. It's the Belmont Buzz. The buzz going on in Belmont County. And how's your morning going for you? Mine really sucks right now. But it could get worse. All right, so there's that. Back to this thing here. Tamarin's issue was with former council member Nick Ferrelli, whom she accused of stalking her. All right, fine. You know there's a lot of backstory there. You know there's a lot of backstory. According to the newspaper story, Gage's story, he went to Belmont County Eastern Division Court on account of menacing by stalking, but instead pleaded guilty to one count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct, receiving 2 years probation. The letter further states that Tamarin does not consider her resignation to be voluntary, but rather a forced resignation. What? 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 Let's try that again. The letter further states, this is Patrick Cassidy's letter, the guy who sent me that, what I found to be a very intimidating, very scary letter trying to shut me up. Funny thing, though, it was David and Goliath, of course, but I didn't shut up. I think he was trying to intimidate me. In fact, I will bet you your last dollar he was trying to intimidate me. But I wouldn't shut up. I'm not shutting up now. A lot of people think that I scare easy. And actually, I do. Actually, I'm a coward. But not this time. I'm still here. And it's Cassidy's client who's gone. Karma's a bitch, isn't it? All right, so here it says that the letter for It added that the letter further states that Tamboran does not consider her resignation to be voluntary, but rather a forced resignation. The hell does that even mean? It added that although she considers the resignation to be forced, she does not believe it is any fault of the village itself. What the hell does any of this mean? I mean, are we dealing with... we're going to talk more about this after Big Willie.